It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's July 10th and 11th, right around All-Star break in baseball. It's great to see the old pastime game back. When I was growing up, watching the All-Star game was a treat because you never saw the National League teams. That's all changed now, but it's still a great event, you know, to witness. So I want to give a big shout-out to last week's guest, Rodney Rowland, who's a director of facilities and environmental sustainability at Strawberry Bank. And I learned a lot of things that maybe our guests knew, but I certainly did, that Strawberry Bank in the Portsmouth area has 37 buildings on the 9-acre site. And also, we have to be concerned about keeping our head above the water, literally. So he has a TED Talk called Keeping Our History Above Water, which talks about the, you know, the rising sea level. But switching gears to education, this weekend with me as part of our series on the community college system is Chuck Lloyd, who's the president of White Mountains Community College. Chuck, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're pretty busy, although I know graduations are done, but you're already probably, knowing you, you've already started to plan not only for the fall 2021, but you're probably already thinking 2025. But anyway, Chuck, thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom, and I appreciate it. Yes, commencements are done, but you're right. It's on to the next, to use another sports analogy, on to the next. Right?
What have you done for me lately in baseball, right? So let's just take a little step backwards and talk about during the pandemic how White Mountains Community College had to pivot a little bit, you know, to make things happen. And I think all of us, you know, in business and colleges and universities and nonprofits, everyone had to pivot. And a lot of muscle strength, has been developed. We've had the presidents of Manchester Community College on, as well as Lakes Region. We've talked about some of the things they did. So tell us precisely what White Mountains Community College did to make sure that students were safe, that learning and teachers and learning continued to occur.
Yeah, thanks for the question. And, we're certainly in a different place this summer than we were last summer. You know, I just got done talking to my college leadership team a couple of days ago, and I said, geez, this has felt like a 16-month-long academic year, hasn't it? Because last summer was, we were in the heavy-duty planning stages. But, probably similar to my colleagues in Manchester and up at Lakes Region, we put together plan after plan after plan and had probably 35 different drafts of what the fall would look like because of, that famous word you keep using of pivoting. You know, we've probably overused that so much. I hope we retire it at the end of the summer here. But, we had to change how we do business. We had to, create a new business model. And we had to do so in short order where, typically we're a very hands-on college, community colleges in general, particularly our technical programs, are face-to-face, hands-on. So we could not go away from our core mission. We just had to adapt and adopt different ways of doing things. And, I'd love to say we had tons of time to pilot things, but we didn't. So we kind of threw ourselves in as much as possible with hybrid and high-flex learning, but also the things that had to be done face-to-face, we committed to doing those. You know, you can't learn to weld or work on a car or cook online. You know, you can watch many YouTube videos, but it's time on task and practice. So for us, last fall, we really prioritized those technical programs and labs being face-to-face. They did have a lecture remote component to them. And we really saw most of our work going into the scheduling aspect, keeping the volume in the buildings very low. And we've been blessed in this area because White Mountains Community College, we have three different locations. We're in North Conway, we're in Littleton, we're in Berlin. And our Berlin location is very large, about 90,000 square feet, with many different pods in them, if you will. Our labs are spread around. So automotive is really secluded. Welding has their own lab. Culinary, our nurses all have different labs, and our science labs are in separate parts of the building as well. So prioritizing those face-to-face, technical and lab-based programs coming in different locations, different entrances at different times, really kept the volume low should we ever have to do any sort of contact tracing. And we are, proud to say, with doing so, we never, knock on wood, had an outbreak or community transmission in any of our locations. So we're calling it a success. We know this is not quite over yet, but we can see the light at the end of the tunnel here, I think.
Great story. And again, that's part of the pivoting and muscle strength development that took place. Now, how was your graduation? Because I've seen a lot, I know a lot of them, a lot of the high school graduations that I witnessed were somewhat in between old school and COVID. I actually went to the Winnesquam High School senior night, and for the day I was there, that was the day they got rid of the mask mandate. So the senior night awards, which we gave out a New Hampshire Scholars Award sponsored by Northeast Dental Dental, was actually, I think, the kids and parents for the first time were without masks. So how did your graduation go? And I'm sure you, again, safety was the number one thing, but tell us about that day.
Yeah, and let me first, thank you and Delta Dental for the support of that New Hampshire Scholars Program. It is significant, and last year my niece Allison actually received it from Winnesquam High School up there. So,
wow,
much different this year.
And that's the only one I missed because obviously because of COVID. But I've in case you didn't know, Winnesquam High School was one of the first of a handful of high schools that had the Scholars Program, which for the listening audience, as Chuck and I have a private conversation here, but for the listening audience, the Scholars Program is an basically accelerated advanced placement, rigorous set of courses that push the students, and roughly between 20 and 50% of a senior class gets, can be called a scholar, but it takes a lot of work, and usually those are also the students that go on and get the other, book awards. And I know every year I've gone to Winnesquam, those 20% or 40%, depending on the year, those are the students that are really going on to do great, great things. But it's just a great program. But Winnesquam was one of the first high schools, and that was back in 2007. There were only like three or four, and now there's like 80. So it's been great. So, your graduation itself?
Yeah. So, some of our colleagues, actually Manchester Community College, had theirs at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. I think a lot of people have been down where the Fisher Cats play doing graduation. Somehow, it's a perfect setup right now for spacing. For ours, we have a soccer field in Berlin on our college campus. So, we did a real run at this last fall. So the 2020 graduates, we invited back in September, and we had really a good attendance, and we allowed them to do their graduation on campus outside last September. Everyone was allowed to invite four guests, and we just spread out, and we live-streamed it as well for the folks who either couldn't make it or were not comfortable doing so in person. And really, we kept the spacing there. There were certainly some major changes. We did not have a tent, so we had to pray for great weather, and luckily had a nice fall day, and then we just duplicated this in the spring, and people were certainly more comfortable coming. We had almost 100% attendance from all of our graduates and their families, and it was really one of the first large events in the North Country. We had over 600 people on our campus, and it was interesting because some of the students hadn't met some of the people in their program because it had been whether it was online courses or whatnot. So you could see a lot of that really coming together, almost like an orientation mixed with a celebration of graduation, getting to know you, but also wishing you well. It was really a neat feel to it.
Wow, that's incredible! Like orientation and a reminder. orientation and graduation all at once. Well, that's terrific. Jeez. So the website, by the way, for White Mountains Community College is wmcc.edu, and tell us what. I know each community college has its own flair, its own sort of what it's known for. It's obviously part of a greater community college system of New Hampshire in general. And putting aside the, the recent news on whether the, the systems board should be more collaborative with the university systems board, or putting that aside. But what is White Mountains within the community college system known for? And then tell us a little bit about how you, you know, how it's very collaborative with the other colleges in the system and the other presidents, some of whom we've had on the show before.
Sure, sure. So a couple of pieces here. You know, one, what we're known for. I mean, we first and foremost have the only diesel-heavy equipment technology program in the Northeast. It is accredited. These are all the folks working on off-road equipment, heavy equipment, big excavators, et cetera, but also on-road, you know, large Peterbilt, Liberty, you know, Mack trucks, et cetera. So people come from all over, not just New Hampshire, but Mass, Maine, Vermont as well. So that's really a major draw for us, and we're actually in the process of we're going to be expanding and building a new facility in Littleton for that program. Aside from that, you know, we have a top-rated welding program. We have, you know, that is just exceptional, and that's really grown the last 5 or 6 years as well. 40 or 50 welders will go through that program every single year. And then beyond that, you know, nursing, of course, you know, that's one of those, you can't have enough nurses, and our pass rates on the NCLEX boards typically for our students are between 98% and 100% pass rates. So very top notch. And then I can go right down the list. And as I do so, I'll pause and say, we are the, you know, we have to be all things to all people in the North Country. We are the only higher ed option in the northern three counties. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what that means is, you know, we have to, sure, have all these technical programs, but we also offer general education, liberal arts, criminal justice, environmental science, you know, right down the entire list, because we need to be able to offer where people are and not send students away to college necessarily.
We'll return with Chuck Lloyd, president of White Mountains Community College. The website is wmcc.edu. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend of July 10th and 11th. It's hard to believe already a week has gone past Independence Day. With me this weekend is Chuck Lloyd, president of White Mountains Community College. And I've known Chuck for many years. Tell us, before we get back into specifically the White Mountains Community College, you were going through the catalog of all the different courses that it's known for. Tell us again your prior background, so people understand you have a very in-depth, you know, background. And I know when I first got to know you, you weren't the president of White Mountains Community College. So tell us about your background.
No, I was not. So I just completed a little over 4 years now. I was president up at White Mountains Community College. And the listeners have to hear, first of all, that Tom, you were the first note I received when I started my position at White Mountains Community College. I had a handwritten note congratulating me and wishing me well. So just please know that I always remember that. I appreciate that.
Well, we got to know each other here in Concord, and I'm so happy for you. And time flies. It's already been 4 years. Geez, seems like two, but that's great. Well, continue on. I think it's important people understand your background. These positions aren't just handed to leaders. They earn them. So tell us a little bit about more about your background.
Yeah, the 15 years previous to that, to coming to White Mountains, I was at NHTI just across the highway there. And I spent a lot of my time in student activities, student life, enrollment management, eventually worked up into administration. But all the while, I was coaching men's basketball with head coach Paul Hogan. Obviously, had some great success over there.
Love Paul.
Great guy. And, you know, one of your other favorite guys probably is Tom Walton.
Of course.
Who he gets the award for turning me into a runner along the way somehow.
And by the way, of course, he had a great success with the sort of revitalizing the NHGI cross country. And just so you know, Tom Walton is still our corporate fitness coach. He also got me into running about, I don't know, 25 years ago, and tries to keep me on the straight and narrow. Sometimes I get off the bandwagon, but really, because of Millennium Running, I've actually been participating in road races since June of 2020 in sort of a format of a, you know, stage start. So that's good. That's good. Are you still running, Chuck?
Still running. I'd be
good.
Happy to report to Tom. Let him know.
Good. I will let him know.
And, you know, the other piece I like to tell people is, you know, I'm a product of New Hampshire's, you know, state university system as well. You know, I went to Keene State College for for my undergrad. I went to Plymouth State University as well. So, you know, a lot of times people ask me about, you know, the university system and the community college system. Well, I probably have the most objective view in the university because I grew up in one, and then my professional career, I've been in the community college system now just shy of 20 years. So, and I also teach quite a bit. You know, I teach over at Granite State College, so again in the university system, but also teach for NHTI as well at the community college system. So I try to straddle the administrative and faculty sides and try to, you know, most importantly, stay close to students, you know, try to remain as educated as possible about the nuances with students these days.
Great. Now tell us how you try to engender business-employer partnerships, because we do know from research and practically we see it that internships at businesses end up the person works at the employer, and sometimes professors and teachers will bring in guest lecturers from CEOs, and that type of real world learning is really important. So how does White Mountains Community College do that with given that there's probably less larger employers in your neck of the woods, but how do you make that happen up there?
Well, first and foremost, sure, we have maybe smaller employers, but I'd say more diverse because we have to, solve all of the, all of the industry issues in the North Country. One of the things, we have, first and foremost, our program advisory board. So we have folks from business and industry helping to discuss curriculum changes, how to stay up to date, but also these are the same people hiring our grads. So they want to make sure they're allowing opportunities. For example, we have, Milton Catt, who's, they're down in Londonderry, but they come up, they've got two or three representatives on the advisory board. I just had lunch with a couple of them last week, and they've got some of our students doing summer co-ops. I think people also think about the North Country and say, geez, that's way up there. Yeah, maybe it's a couple hours from Concord, but we're not afraid to drive either. Our students are commuting. our welding students go right over it. They may go work at the shipyard out in Kittery. I say Portsmouth, but I know it's Kittery. they're not afraid to drive. And, I tell you what, the business and industry partners love getting on campus, talking to our students, love getting in front of the classroom, and also, thoroughly enjoy having our students. And they're not shy about giving us feedback. After a summer co-op, they'll, let us know in September at the advisory committee meeting, hey, your students may need more of this, or, geez, you were teaching this. Well, we have a new way of doing something, and this is what we're going to be needing in the years to come. So we have the partnerships all over the state. The healthcare industry in the North Country is fabulous. They are just, heavily involved, heavily engaged, and, one of the pandemic highlights, I would call it, is they not only allowed, they requested our nurses to help set up and run the vaccination clinic in town just because they needed more qualified folks to give doses. So it's a community college. It's truly part of the community in that regard.
Awesome. Now, tell us about the community college system in general. I have such a high degree of respect for the community college system, and I've use this story a lot, but one year I gave the, and in fact you might have even been there, but one year I gave the one of the speeches at the NHTI graduation, and the young man who was also giving a speech for being he got some award. So of course, as graduations go on for a while, so we were sitting on stage and we were chatting. He said, "Oh, I'm going on to Bryan College." I said, "Oh, that's great." I said, "My son's going there too." So then fast forward 2 years, and at the Bryant 4-year graduation, I see the same gentleman, young man, and my son getting the exact same degree. And I think his was probably cost $200,000 less. So I'm a big believer, and I say this, when I was chair of the State Board of Ed and also chair of the Business and Education Coalition, that, if your son or daughter doesn't quite know yet, where she or he wants to head, it's so good to go to a community college system, because there's already these articulation agreements, like, and that's a real life example I gave you. That person took 2 years at NHTI and went on to Bryant, and there are many, many situations where students go on to UNH, and there are other situations where they have their 2 years, their certification, and what they want to do, and they have a great professional career. So there's no bigger proponent of the community college system than me, and I think it serves two masters in that it's you're collaborative in the overall system, but in the case of White Mountains, you're known for something. In the case of Lakes Region, they're known for something, and it's a really good prototypical New Hampshire decentralization. However, you know, with a sort of a common thread that keeps it together. That's kind of my view on it. So what's your view on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a shared view and a shared vision. I think the problem is getting the word out, right? I mean, there's always been a stigma around community colleges. And, you know, a quick nod to Steve Robinson, who's the president of Owens Community College, actually started a hashtag, and it went viral, you know, a couple of years back. It was End Community College Stigma. And it was, you know, these are great institutions, institution types, and they are the backbone of many communities in many states. And I think people have just thought that they are, you know, of lower quality. And I think the opposite. You know, a lot of people don't know when I was at Keene State, you know, after my fall semester, I was not thinking about coming back. And, you know, actually I came and took a couple of courses at NHTI in Concord, transferred them out to Keene. They accepted them. And, you know, it kind of built my confidence back up as well. Community colleges are, by and large, used for different purposes for different people, whether it's a short-term, long-term credential, or for transfer. And I love hearing that story. I was on stage. I did hear you. And actually, I'm still in touch with that student who graduated from Bryant. You know, the
great
story,
to hear. Yeah.
Every single student has a different story, but I just love, you know, talking to my counterparts at, you know, Plymouth State, for example, is where a lot of our students in the North Country will end up transferring. And we actually offer Plymouth State courses at night on our campus to save the commute for some of our students. We work very closely together. We're always looking at articulation agreements. But, you know, our students, like you said, you know, maybe it's not 200,000, but they are saving a large chunk of money if they start with us and transfer on after. And, you know, even some people that say, geez, I want that bachelor's degree, we want you to have that too, whatever your path is. But we want to make sure that we start you at a place where we can, you know, not just save you money. I mean, that's a small piece of it, frankly. The other side of it is provide you the support so that you are successful. Not everyone is ready to jump into a large, you know, 100-seat auditorium for a lecture and know how to study and know how to do time management, some of those things. So we can help with all of the wraparound support services.
Exactly. And the teaching at the community college system is awesome. I mean, I know many of the teachers, professors, you know, at NHTI and other community colleges, and you're getting the best. And an articulation agreement is just a fancy way of saying that the credits that you get at the community college system in general will apply, you know, to the four-year institution. And, I mean, economics shouldn't be the driver, but certainly it helps, because if that's the difference between you going on to Bryant and not, I mean, to me, it's huge, and you're getting an awesome education. So, parents out there, I think what I was more involved when I was chair of the State Board of Ed, is that sometimes the student gets it, but sometimes the parents have a image of a community college system, and they dissuade their child. And so we want to make sure parents understand it's you're getting an awesome education, which is the most important thing, but also more economically. So thank you for sharing that. And you'll have to offline, you'll have to share that link with me. So I'd like to see that. So Chuck Lloyd, you're awesome president of White Mountains Community College. I think you did a great job of explaining the growth in Littleton, the popularity of your programs, as well as how you partner with a lot of local businesses. So thank you for your leadership. Keep it going. I'm sure we will connect again. Glad you're still running. Again, your website is wmcc.edu. Chuck Lloyd, president of White Mountains Community College, thank you for joining me this weekend of July 10th and 11th.
thanks so much for having me, and hopefully I'll see you out at one of these road races.
I hope so. The Capilera Race Series is on. We've already had several of the races, so I want to see you there. All right. Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.